Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
And today I want to be talking to you about the power of a seed. That God does not begin by giving a harvest to the farmer. He gives the farmer a seed, and from that seed, the farmer creates the harvest. And as I preach to you, I speak to every seed that God has given to you, that the seed God has given to you will survive all the onslaughts of the devil against the seed. When God gives you a seed, the devil will fight the seed. When God gives you a vision, the devil will fight the vision. When God gives you a dream, the devil will fight the dream. God may not give you a crowd, but he will start by giving you one friend, one member, two members, three members. God will start by giving you one customer as a seed. Sometimes God will start by giving you an idea, a little idea as the seed. Somebody may be saying, well, Pastor, I am not rich, but God has given you the seed idea that can make you a rich man. Pastor, I want a big ministry, but God has given you a seed, and that seed is a little instruction, and if you can obey that instruction and follow through with that instruction, God will bless your life. But the human being's way of thinking is that human beings, because we want shortcuts and we want things that are easy and we don't want to struggle in life, the human being wants everything to be already made, already cooked. Look at the way we like already made dresses. Look at the way we like a house that is built already. Look at the way we like people that are already educated. And people want an already made husband. They want already made wife. They want already made children. But God does not give you already made things. He gives unto you a seed. But the human being's way of thinking, when God gives them a seed, they say it is too small. They pray to God for money, and God does not give them 500 Ghana cedis. God gives them a seed of 5 Ghana cedis, and they don't know what to do with the seed. But I said to somebody here now, there is something small in your life. You look down on that thing. You don't respect that thing. But that thing is a seed that God has given to you. And you are saying, but I wish that God could give me the harvest right away. But God said, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down from heaven and does not return thither, but watereth the earth and causes it to bud and bring forth fruit, that he may give seed to the sower, that he may give seed to the sower, that he may give seed to the sower, that he may give seed to the sower. As I talk to you right now, you don't have a harvest, but you have a seed. And God gave you the seed, and you don't eat the seed. You sow the seed, and you eat your bread, that he may give seed to the sower. And if the sower sows the seed, then God will give bread unto the eater. But many people get the seed, and they jump, and from the seed, they eat the seed. But you don't eat the seed. You sow the seed, and the seed becomes bread, and you eat the bread. I see something small in somebody's life. I see something little in somebody's business. The man of God, Elijah, sent his servant and said, go and look in the direction of the clouds and see whether there are any clouds. The servant went the first time. He came. He said, I see nothing. He said, go again. He came. He said, I see nothing. He said, go the third time. He came. He said, I see nothing. He said, go the fourth time. Go the fifth time. Go the sixth time. Go the seventh time. The seventh time, the man came and said, man of God, I see a little cloud like the hand of a man. And the prophet said, that is the seed. Go and tell Ahab he should get up his loins and run to Jezreel so that the rain does not stop him. I look in your house and I see a little oil. I look in your house and I see a little flower. I look in your church and I see 5 members. I look in your life and I see 1 person. If all
all you have left in your life is one person, one city. I pronounce and proclaim, declare to you now that that thing is a seed. And if you can watch over the seed, God will give you a harvest. He said, as the rain cometh down from heaven and does not return thither, but walks through the earth and causes it to bud, that it may bear fruit and bud and give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. God has sowed a seed in you. You are born again, and the seed of God is in your life. You are not going to backslide. You are afraid, I will backslide, I will not bear fruit, I will not increase. But God's seed does not die. God's seed, even when it dies, it brings forth much fruit. For except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it falls into the ground and dies, then it bringeth forth much fruit. I see a millionaire in the building, but you don't have 1 million cities. You have one city, but that one city is a seed. I prophesy to every seed, and you are looking at your seed, and the seed looks dead, and you are looking at the seed, and the seed looks small. And Ezekiel stood in the valley of the dry bones, and God said, son of man, can these bones live? And he said, Lord, I do not know, but you know it. And he said, prophesy. And he prophesied, and there was a wind from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And God breathed into the bones, and the bones revived and became a mighty army. And I said to somebody now, there is somebody in your house. The person is sick, but the person is a seed. You have one employee, but that employee is a seed. You have a certificate, that certificate is a seed. You have a little anointing, that anointing is a seed. You have a little wisdom, that wisdom is a seed. And I prophesy to every seed, may God's power come upon every seed. This land shall turn to God. You are the harvester, and I prophesy God's anointing and power upon your life. Ladies and gentlemen, when a seed is planted in the ground and you go towards the seed, if you were to open the seed, you will think that the seed is dead. I see something about seed. When you are holding it in your hand, the seed does not walk. The seed does not talk. The seed has no leaves. The seed is brown. And inside the seed may be white. But when you plant the seed in the ground, after some time, the seed looks like it's getting rotten. But the power is about to come. Some of you look at your life. In this season, it looks like I'm getting weak. In this season, it looks like you're dying. In this season, it looks like you have no power. But I see you as a seed. The anointing of God is coming upon that seed. Your life is a seed. God has planted you on the land for a mighty purpose. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And when you put the seed in the ground, the seed has a lot of power. The seed has a lot of power. I don't know, but that seed in the ground, it has no brain. But the seed, through a certain movement called tropism, every seed, as it begins to grow into a plant, it has a certain movement. The biologists, they call it tropism. When the seed or the plant moves towards water, they call it hydrotropism. When it moves in response to gravity, we call it gravitropism or geotropism. When the seed grows into a seedling, the leaves begin to find sunlight, and they call it phototropism. The seed knows how to find water. The plant knows how to move in response to gravity. The plant knows how to find light. And I said to somebody tonight, God has called you. God has built you up. God has given you a home. God has given you a family. Your family, your life, your church, by spiritual phototropism, you will find the Holy Ghost. I see you grow, not in the direction of the devil. I see you move, not in the direction of the devil. The devil has been leading you for a long time, but now the power of God is upon you, and I see you turn, and you are moving in the direction of the Holy Ghost. If a plant can find light without a teacher, you can find the Holy Ghost without a teacher. I see you find the Holy Ghost. I see you find the Holy Ghost. By spiritual phototropism, you will find the Holy Ghost. The seed, the roots don't grow upwards, but the roots of the seed will always go downwards in response to gravity, to gravitational pull. And I see you. You will not fall. You will not backslide, but your roots will go deeper into Christ. You shall not fall. You are a house built on the rock, and you will not fall. The city set on the hill shall not be hidden and cannot be hidden. Arise, shine. Your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Your seed is finally rooted in Christ Jesus. You have built your life on nothing else but the blood of Jesus. You have built your life on nothing else but the Spirit of Christ. And if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body. I see you at this time. If the plant can find water, you will find the water of the Word of God. You will not starve to death in our time. Your spirit will not die. Your soul will not die. You need a word. And by spiritual hydrotropism, may your spirit find the word that it needs in this season. As the heart panteth for the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? I see somebody. You shall not die, but you will live to declare the works of God. I see the water of the word of God in your spirit. I see the water of the word of God in your soul. I see the water of the word of God on your body. May you be cleansed by the word of God. May you be refreshed by the word of God. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. I am the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. I see a seed of the thoughts of God, a seed of the word of God. He said, your thoughts are not my thoughts, and your word is not my word. Your thoughts are not my thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. I see it. The word of God will come to pass in your life. I see it. No one word that God has spoken concerning your life shall fail. I speak supernatural power into every word that God has ever spoken to you. He said you'll be healed, and you are healed. He said you'll be delivered, and you shall be delivered. He said you'll prosper, and you shall be prosperous. He said you will have freedom, and your freedom is tonight. Tonight is your night of total liberation. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has set you free. God has taught it in his mind. God has spoken it with his mouth, and so shall it be. He said, your thoughts are not my thoughts, and the thoughts and the words of God, they produce the ways of God or the doings of God. God is about to multiply you like never before. God is about to empower you like never before. The seed, it can maneuver. The seed, it can maneuver. The seed, it can maneuver. When there is a seed in the ground and the seed is becoming a plant and the seed is growing and the root is growing, when the root meets a rock, it will maneuver around the rock. Ah, there is something called pygmotropism. When the plant is growing and something is beginning to touch it and impede it, the seed or the seedling will dodge and move in the way of the thing that is impeding it. I feel you will avoid every weapon of the devil. If plants can avoid rocks and if plants can avoid danger, I see you as a seed, you will avoid the danger. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is our victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Come and clap your hands and shout and praise it. Hey, the seed. So shall my word be, and I declare, let his word be. I said, let his word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. The word of God is not a stationary word. The word of God is a mover. We move the word into your assignment. I said, we move the word into your assignment. We move the word into your heart. We move the word into your business. We move the word into your dream. The word is the seed of God himself. And when God speaks, it shall come to pass. Shall come to pass. Every seed is a wonder. The seed is a wonder. Sometimes, nananamase keblanda tata, iye dosia palis, yeketebosi. Sometimes, you plant the seed, and people will step on the seed, and they think the seed is dead. But after 3 months, that seed people thought is dead. When rain falls on the seed, the seed begins to grow. There is hope for a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and the tender branch thereof shall not cease. The devil thought you are dead. I said, the devil thought you are dead. The devil thought your business is dead. The devil thought you are finished. But this is just your beginning. I prophesy now resurrection power into your life. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on, shout. 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 It is God who said. God said it. You didn't say it. God said. And whatever he said, it shall come to pass. Psalm 92 verse 10. Psalm 92 verse 10. And you better believe this thing called the word of God. But my horn shall thou exalt. Like the horn of the unicorn. You are not weak. Ooh, look at the seed. The seed will look like it is dying. And then it will break up. And the devil is looking at the seed and say, ah, look at it. Broken. And before the devil realizes, the root is going into the ground. Before long, in two directions. Going down. And coming up. It's a seedling. And the seedling comes out and it's a very small seedling. And he said, hello. And the horns of the seedling come alive. My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall The old oil is stale. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Get ready for oil you have never seen. Get ready for oil you have never experienced. Come and shout for that oil. Yeah. My home shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eyes also shall see my desires of my enemy, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar of Lebanon. May you continue growing. Ever increasing growth. I speak ever increasing growth into your ministry, into your business, into your family. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Come and shout yes. Hey! Hey! Come and shout and praise him. Give God the glory. Ta-da-da-ba-ba-shi. He shall grow like the cedar of Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, in the verandas of the house of the Lord, in the courtyard of the house of the Lord, shall flourish. But you don't understand that thing. They are planted in the house and they flourish in the courts. The courts are outside and in the house is inside. So you come, you are planted in, and God prospers you outside. He said, pray to him that will hear you in secret, and he will bless you outside. May you be openly blessed. May you be openly anointed. May you be openly favored. May they all see that you are the favorite of God. Pastor, you see, as for me, I don't like trouble. I don't like to be blessed. And everybody will see that I'm blessed. The witches will kill me. Oh, and people will talk about me. Oh, and it's too late. I said it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. Give three people a high five. Tell them it's too late. The seed of God has broken the chains of frustration. They are planted in the house. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made you free. Come on, shout. Listen. I see everything God has ever planted in you. The thing looks quiet, but it is not dead. The seed of God does not die. Your healing is in you. Your deliverance is in you. Your prosperity is in you. Your wisdom is in you. Come on, chef. The seed. You bury it. The seed has no eyes, but it will find the light. Listen. They call us fools. We are fools like the seed, but we have seen the light. The seed, it has no machine, but it will locate where water is. That is why you found water in the house of God. Verse 14. They shall steal bring forth fruit in all age. I see you look old, but you are just about to become a millionaire. A billionaire. They shall be fat and flourish. Verse 15. To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And watch this. There is no unrighteousness in him. So shall my seed be. Hey! So shall my seed be. Anything God has ever planted in you, and the thing is on the decline, I speak the word of God on it. I command it to come to life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may there be a supernatural release of God's miracle working power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command blind eyes to open. I command deaf ears to open. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command the spirit of stroke and paralysis, lose your hold. Listen to what I believe. I believe, and it is not a whimsical, quixotic, imaginative inclination of a confused preacher who is trying to find a niche for the expression of a non-existing gift. But I believe in the inner recess of my spirit that we shall see some of the greatest miracles ever recorded in our nation.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.